Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Every week we give you the opportunity to put your questions to our experts. Today we're chatting to the editor of Travel Expert, Owen Curry, is with me in studio to answer all of your holiday questions. Owen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
how's
Andrea.
Things? All good, yeah. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Get your voice notes and questions into us now. Before we get to the listeners' query zone, first of all, can people be guaranteed if they book a holiday, given everything going on in the world at the moment, that those flights will take off?
Absolutely. No problem. All the cancellations that were being made, they were made earlier in the spring. They weren't really related to the war, some of them. They were related to supply of spare parts for maintenance. The cancellations went through. Some people lost their flights. Were moved the same day or the day after. All of that communication was done. What we're looking at now is a pretty full schedule. 131,000 since Dublin Airport opened in 1941, the busiest day in its history was last Sunday. There's a huge appetite for travel there. But there's a very, very interesting that the talk of disruption, the talk of will fuel supply affected, will fuel cost affected, all of that has made people a little bit hesitant and they're booking later. And that has actually worked in favour of the passenger against the airline, in that the airlines, some of them are reducing prices and putting seat sales in place.
So prices haven't shot up?
One would expect them to, because even though our two major airlines out of Ireland, or three major airlines, let's put Emerald in here as well, Aer Lingus Regional, they're all very, very well hedged. They're not going to have to buy fuel at the higher cost until next year. 80% hedged in the case of Ryanair, more than 60% in the case of Aer Lingus. Now, they would, you know, you'd expect them, because they're paying 20 more for the 20%, they'd push the prices up. But actually what happened was the seats that were sold, not so much close in next week, the week after, that's pretty strong, but well into July and August, they were slower in shifting than the airlines would like. The only way of shifting seats in July and August is reduce the prices. Ryanair have had five flash sales. You know the way it works. Book by Thursday night, midnight, or your life is over. And then another one comes the following week.
Yeah, and that's working for them. Well, it's working for the passenger.
It works all the time for Ryanair. Michael O'Leary looks for 96% of those seats sold. He wants all the flights full. He doesn't want them flying one-fifth full, as some other airlines do. That means he stimulates with price. This is the only way of doing it.
Yeah, okay. 087 1400 106. That's the number for your voice notes and questions for Owen Curry this afternoon. This listener is wondering about baggage rules when flying with Aer Lingus from Dublin to Lanzarote and return. Can I bring my makeup on the plane? Does it have to go in the 10kg bag? And what about the likes of sun creams, aftershave, perfume? I haven't travelled in years.
Okay. Everything in going through Dublin Airport can stay in the bag. That includes your liquids, includes your one litre bottle of spirits. It includes your perfume, everything.
Your hand luggage bag, do you mean?
Your hand luggage bag. They have all of Aer Lingus is fitted out with, or all of Dublin Airport is fitted out with the new scanners, as is Shannon, Donegal, you'd be delighted to hear, Andrea, and Kerry. One of the Belfast airports is also fitted out. In fact, both of them will be probably before the peak of summer. Cork, they're only going to start that in October. So if you're flying through Cork, liquids out of the bag. Now, the cabin bag is really important here. Our two major airlines have completely contrasting policies on this. Ryanair want you to bring as much cabin baggage on board as possible, 10K. They will charge you to put it in the hold. Aer Lingus want you to put it in the hold because they're looking at their onboard space in a different way. So it's actually, they will actually charge you to bring the bag on board on Aer Lingus. Ryanair will charge you to put it in the hold.
Check it in.
So Aer Lingus, you can check in, you're being encouraged to check in everything with Aer Lingus. In fact, they disincentivize you to bring your bag on board. And it means that if you have that makeup, it's probably better look at the check-in options.
Okay. Are the security queues all sorted in Dublin Airport? How early should we allow?
Absolutely. There's no issues with security queues, even on Sunday, with the 131,000 going through those big two-hour queues we saw in 2022. They were specific to the post-pandemic when they hadn't recruited enough people and it took a while to train them up. It comes under pressure. Do allow yourself the 2 hours for the short haul, the three hours for the long haul, because it's not just just going through security. It's getting into the airport, getting that bag checked in, the queues, even at the self-check-in areas, and some of the airlines still have check-in desks. And you've also to look at car parking. That's improved as well. The independent car park is now open again. It used to be the Quick Park in Santry, and it's now it's now IAPCO who run it.
Yeah.
And that has given us 6,000 extra parking space. We haven't seen the pressure on parking that we saw in previous years.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This listener booked to go to Japan in July with a stopover in Dubai. They haven't heard anything yet, but are those flights still okay?
The flights are still okay. The three airlines are back, Emirates, Etihad and Qatar. Now, the big, big question, Andrea, is in travel insurance. There is still a Department of Foreign Affairs policy, do not go to Dubai. That means that people going through Dubai are defying DFA policy. That isn't a big deal because they won't fly if it's unsafe, but it is a big deal when your travel insurance gets cancelled because you've breached the terms.
Good point.
There is now a sort of a big questioning of this because this has run since the end of February, and at least one of the, it's not the travel insurance company, it's the underwriter who'll make the decision whether you're covered or not. And at least one of the companies in Ireland now has an underwriter that is saying, it's okay, we're not going to cover you for conflict related, but as you go on to Japan, your travel insurance for the Japanese end of it is going to cover you for everything. And that is a big step forward because people were finding their travel insurance policies were being cancelled in Thailand or Australia, wherever they went on to. Really worth having that conversation with your travel agent and with your insurance broker. Travel agents are on top of this. This is one of the other reasons to keep stick close to travel agents, because this is their game. This is what they do, rather than
they're great when something goes wrong.
That's when you need them. Everybody says, oh, why would I book with a travel agent? And then when something goes wrong, they know.
Listeners travelling to Portugal with a family, they've an 8-month-old. They're wondering, do they have to check in a car seat or buggy in the hold? Nervous they'll get lost.
The buggy and the car seat go at the gate. They're taken from you on the air bridge at the gate. They're generally put on the aircraft. The guys are good at this. It's not part of the general melee where things can go wrong in transferring through one of the bigger airports. Have no qualms about your buggy and your car seat. It'll be taken at the gate and you can retrieve it very often at the steps of the aircraft. That happens quite a lot.
A lost luggage question from this listener. We were flying to New Zealand back in March. One of our bags went missing. Still no return, and finding it very hard to contact the airline. How do I escalate this?
Very hard to escalate it. There is a very, very small compensation.
March?
Yeah, very, very small compensation for lost luggage because of it's very outdated. The travel insurance, this is where travel insurance, and again, is really, really important. The problem with a long-haul flight is very often identifying where it went wrong. And no, you know, usually people say, oh, I booked with Aer Lingus and I flew Aer Lingus to Heathrow and it's their fault, or coming back in the other direction. An awful lot of the baggage that's lost in the world is lost in half a dozen major airports, Heathrow being one of them. And it's very likely that it's gone astray in one of the transfer airports. Not a question I can give a quick answer to, but absolutely keep pursuing with the airline at the end of it.
Because
there is no, what tends to happen is when there's more than two people in the chain of command, it becomes much, much harder to track. You can put tags in bags now that will instantly tell you on your phone where your bag is, but that's something that's only coming in recent years.
I don't know if you agree with this or not, but a pilot once told me to only check into the plane in luggage what I'm prepared to lose.
Absolutely. They'll have a look at that going down the trolley and beep, say, okay, that's
it. Oh, God.
Last time you see that. Do not put your wedding jewellery in that bag. It's you know, it's a wing and a prayer, particularly like in most, an awful lot of our flights here, Faro, Malaga, Canaries, Balearics, they're one destination to another destination. There's very little lost luggage. Ryanair prides itself on not losing luggage. But the reason is it doesn't do transfers. It all, the problem arises when you're going into Heathrow, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, JFK, and the bag has been transferred.
Are holiday deals that you see on Facebook or Instagram safe to book, or are they scams, asks this texter.
Facebook, Instagram, it depends completely on the company that you're, that, you know, there is no vetting process on social media. But my very strong instinct is when you see the deal on Facebook or Instagram, go out of Facebook and Instagram and go back into the company that put the deal up. Go back into their website. I'm a great believer in booking direct with airlines, because when things go wrong, if you've booked with a third party, and there's loads of them, all those Expedias and Skyscanners and all of that, it's much harder. Things can go wrong. Not only can you find that the flight's cancelled and you can't get your money back, which happened a lot, but also the you end up with no check bag. You get a great fare and you find that you've been charged for credit. And airlines have less interest in someone who's gone to somebody else to do the booking. Unless they're a travel agent, they're part of the what's called the GDS system. They're part of that airline infrastructure. But airlines go directly to the airline, book directly with the airline, and indeed with the hotels, to try to avoid third parties. Hotels will give you a good rate if you ring them up, by the way. If you're going on your home holiday and you go on one of the third party sites and you see a price, phone the hotel up and say, this is the price, can you give me a better one? Very often you will.
Okay. Two quick questions. Are cruises suitable for children?
Yes, absolutely. There's a cruise for every person. Some of the cruise companies have special theme parks or style water parks. It's almost like you're in Orlando for the week while you're on the cruise ship. There's so many rides and so many things to do. And again, there are adult-only cruises. You've got to remember there's big stadium cruises with 5,000 people. I'll be at the launch of Legend of the Seas at the end of this month. Biggest ship in the world. There's also smaller ones with about 160, 170 people. The children's child-friendly ones tend to be the bigger ones.
And do airlines or airports still have the service where you can drop the bag the night before?
Absolutely.
I know people used to do that, actually.
Yeah, it's still there and it's very important. The twilight drop-off, it's very convenient. If you're coming up from the country, you were in a hotel for the night, the bag is already checked in the night before. You can't check them in too early. You know, it is called Twilight Service. It's around later in the day that you can actually check it in. But it's a magnificent service and really worth taking up if you want.
Quickly, do you need a passport for the ferry? Listener going to France tomorrow, just realise passport's out of date.
Yes, you'll need your passport.
Driver's licence work?
Driver's licence will work to Britain, but France, you will need your passport. Absolutely
so
need
do?
Your passport. There's a couple of ways around it. You can try and get your emergency passport, or you can try and talk to get clearance. If the ferry company has clearance from immigration in the country you're going to, by fax, they will let you in. It's a bit complicated, though. It's certainly as big a disaster as when you've not got a passport getting on board an aircraft. Not pleasant, but I've been in that situation with a child, with one of my daughters as well. A lost passport, the passport that couldn't be found, of course.
Yeah. Email if you want to join us or get in touch. lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra. Owen, thanks a million for popping
in. Always a pleasure,
Andrea. Not at all. Thank you for answering listener questions today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.